Belinda, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So could you tell us a little bit about the state of Sumatran tigers at the moment and some of the challenges they're facing?
Yeah, so we currently know there's only about 400 Sumatran tigers left in the wild, which is something that we're taking pretty seriously here at Taronga. And it's something that we've been working on for a while and just what we can do to protect this amazing species. And so some of the challenges that they're facing now are from deforestation, but not just deforestation. It's actually around fragmentation of the landscape. So where there are forest areas left, the tigers that are remaining aren't able to actually get in touch with each other, which is something that they need to do to breed and to sort of see the future population survive.
And so where does palm oil plantation and palm oil products come into this?
So what we're really concerned about is unsustainable palm oil, which is really deforestation that has been caused by illegal logging and clearing for crops. And so when we look at palm oil, we're really thinking through how we actually manage to turn this industry into a sustainable one, because something that we're looking at is really how consumers can play a role in doing that. And I think sustainable palm oil is something that we really need to think about. And so that really looks at things like wildlife corridors and protecting people in the local area. And so thinking about things like, you know, like illegal labour and wages and stuff like that.
And Tiger Trek, I was reading, it's a really exciting new experience. It's at Taronga Zoo at the moment. Could you tell us a little bit about the Tiger Trek and the initiative behind it?
Yeah, so Tiger Trek launched about a year ago now, which is pretty exciting for us. And so it was really designed around bringing sustainable palm oil to the people of Sydney, and so thinking through what consumers can do about it. So not only do you get up close and personal with Sumatran tigers, which is something that you can really connect with them and get excited and empowered by seeing them up close, but you can also be involved in the solution. So in the Tiger Trek is a supermarket, and so you can actually go into the supermarket and choose products that you'd see on your shelf in the supermarket in Australia, some of Australia's favourite brands, and you can actually find out what rating they have when it comes to sustainable palm oil. And not only that, but you can email companies and say thank you. So thanks for doing the right thing and standing by Sumatran Tigers.
It's a really, really cool initiative. What's the response been like so far?
Yeah, it's been great. So we've had over 60,000 emails sent through the supermarket, which has been quite outstanding for a zoo. It's not something you'd expect to see when you come to Taronga. And not only that, but we're actually seeing really good response now from the companies themselves. So they're really taking this to the highest level in terms of their supply chain and thinking through how do they transform what they do and protect Sumatran tigers in everyday decisions around choosing sustainable palm oil in their products.
And so I suppose short of being entire corporations, what can individuals do in their life to support Sumatran tigers and choose against palm oil?
Yeah, so I think that the clearest thing that individuals can do is really understand their favourite brands and just know what their stance is on sustainable palm oil. So boycotting palm oil is not really the answer. It's not a crop that's going to go away. We rely on it so much in our everyday lives. It's in probably 50% of the products you see in your supermarket shelves. And so it's really around challenging companies to do the right thing and choose sustainable palm oil. And so they can do that by understanding what their rating is and just knowing which products to buy and look out for and supporting the companies that are doing the right thing.
It is such an important topic. Belinda, thank you so much for your time.
That's okay. Thanks for having me.